Pilipinas Mabuhay. Welcome to your walk-in, call-in community access program servicing the wider Auckland communities and families. This is your Tita Miriam.
And Tito Oscar.
Here to give you bits and pieces of information essential to a happy and healthy living and updates on Philippine news and events and community activities. Listen every Saturday at 5:55 to 6:40 p.m. or anytime online at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Pilipinas Mabuhay, all one word.
Pilipinas Mabuhay!
Since 2007, the Cooperative Bank has helped raise over $40,000 for the Santo Niño Trust. And now, we've got an offer that can help raise even more. For every new loan you draw down, we'll make a generous donation to the Trust. We also have arranged a special banking offers for members of Santo Niño and their family and friends. To join or find out more, call Joyce at the Cooperative Bank Onehunga on 09-622-9060 or visit the Santo Niño website. The Cooperative Bank, working with Santo Niño to make a difference. Terms and conditions apply. For all lending products, the Cooperative Bank Limited lending and insurance criteria and fees apply.
Always coming my DVD night. Always my pangbaon sa school. Always mainit ang pagkain. Always may tubig pangligo.
Always kasi nagpapadala si Daddy ng pera with Western Union. Western Union, walang palya ang padala.
Always ang saya.
Yung access code, kailangan mo ito para makumpletong yung census online sa o bagay ika-6 ng Marso sa census.gov.nz. Ang 2018 census, oras na para malaman.
Tito Oscar, we seem to have some technical difficulties there. Or some technical problems. I'm sorry we're about to play the census ad, but it doesn't seem like I'm wanting to play for the moment. But anyway, Tito Oscar, mga kaibigan natin, ating mga tagapagtangkilik dito sa ating programa itong Pilipinas Mabuhay, once again, here we are, Tito Oscar and Tita Miriam, here on 104.6 Planet FM from 5:55 to 6:40 p.m.
Tito May Oscar. Hapon sa ito na natin yung kaigsunan sa kahanginan. Nalapod din, hey, ang inyong kaigsunan. Yung walang ibang minahal ninyo, si Tito Oscar.
Of course, Tito Oscar. So what have we got there, Tito Oscar?
We got the census advert.
Okay, let's go for it.
Okay.
Ang 2018 census ay nag-umpisa na. Abangan sa inyong letterbox ngayon linggo ang iyong access code. Kailangan mo ito para makumpletong ang census online sa o bagay ika-6 ng Marso sa census.gov.nz. Ang 2018 census, oras na para malaman.
Kahit saan ka man, ang awit ay naririnig. Sari-saring magugustuhan, mga luma at bagong himig. Ngunit isa lang ang aking gusto, isa lamang ang napapansin. Masarap madaling kantahin ang lumang tugtugin. Sa sayaw, may awit na puro sigaw, may tungkol sa mahal sa buhay, meron din ang naghihiwalay. Ngunit ang madaling sabayan, lalo na kung nakakantahan, simple lang at alam na natin ang lumang tugtugin. Pamulinawin, madaling sabayan. Masarap pakinggan. Wow, lumang bugin. Leron, leron, sinta. Madaling sabayan. Wow, lumang tugin. Talagang masarap.
nagkakantahan. Simple lang at alam na natin ang lumang tutuloy. Kahit na dito sa atin o kaya sa ibang bansa, kahit na saan mang galing, mahirap malimutan mga lumang tutugin. May awit para sa sayaw, may awit na puro sigaw, may kumpul sa mahal sa buhay, meron din ang nakihiwalay. Ngunit ang madaling sabayan, lalo na kung nagkakantahan, simple lang at alam na natin ang lumang tugtugin. Sitsiritsit, alibangbang, masarap pakinggan, oh, lumang tugtugin. Bahay, kubo, madaling sabayan, oh, lumang tugtugin. Sarap pakinggan, oh, lumang tutugin. Happy birthday to you, madaling sabayan, oh, lumang tutugin. Balot, Pinoy, masarap pakinggan, oh, masarap kainin. Pen-pen di sarapen, kuchillo di almasen, how-how di karabaw, batu. Sipit na bibilipin, gintong pilak na mumulaklak sa tabi ng dagat. Madaling sabayan, oh, lumang tutugin. Mga kababayan ko, masarap pakinggan, oh, sariling ating. Ibang may pinagsamahan, masarap pakinggan, oh, pag nag-iinuman. Sa linggo na po, sa linggo na po, sa linggo na po sila.
Tinig ng census, ang 2018 census ay malapit nang magsimula, ngunit huwag mag-abang ng kaktok sa pinto nyo dahil ngayon pwede nang gawin ng census online. Abangan ang iyong access code sa iyong letterbox, kakailanganin mo ito upang magawa ang iyong census, tapos kumpletuhan ang iyong census online sa bago ika-6 ng Marso sa census.govt.nz.
Nakasimangot ka na lang palagi, parang ikaw lang ang nagmamay-ari ng lahat ng sama ng loob. Pagmumukha mo ay hindi maipinta, nakalimutan mo na bang tumawa? E sumasayad na ang uso mo sa lupa. Kahit sino pa man ang may kagagawan ng iyong pagkabigo, ay isipin na lang na ang buhay kung minsan ay nagbibiro. Nandirito kami, ang barkada mong tunay aawit sa'yo. Sa lungkot at ligaya, hirap at ginhawa, kami kasama mo. Kung sa pag-ibig may pinag-awayan, kung sa lapi ay wag nang pag-usapan, tayo di nagbibilangan. Kung ang problema mo'y nagkatambakan, ang mga utang di na mabayaran, lahat ng bagay ay nadadaan sa usapan. Kahit sino pa man ang may kagagawan ng iyong pagkabigo,
ay isipin na lang na ang buhay kung minsan ay nagbibiro. Nandito kami ang barkada mong tunay aawit sa'yo. Sa lungkot at ligaya, hirap at ginhawa kami kasama mo. Hanapin ay kaligayahan, maging malalim o may kababawan, sa'yo ay may nakalaan. Kami asahan at huwag kalimutan, maging ito ay madalas o minsan, pagkat iba na nga ang may pinasama. Kahit sino pa man ang may kagagawa ng iyong pagkabigo, ay isipin na lang na ang buhay kung minsan ay nagbibiro. Nandito kami ang barkada mong tunay aawit sa'yo. Sa lumpot at ligaya, hirap at ginawa kami kasama mo.
Kasama mo.
Kasama mo.
Meron bang mga katulad ko para maipakita na kailangan natin ng mas maraming palaruan?
Tulungan kaming malaman sa pamamagitan ng pagkumpleto ng iyong census sa O bago ika-6 ng Marso. Para sa ngayon, abangan ang iyong access code sa iyong letterbox, ingatan at itabi.
Always kaming may DVD night. Always may pangbaon sa school. Always mainit ang pagkain. Always may tubig pangligo.
Always kasi nagpapadala si Daddy ng pera with Western Union. Western Union, walang palya ang padala.
Always ang saya!
Life can be very busy, and we are faced with hectic schedules day after day. And there are times that we come to a standstill and ask ourselves, how am I been doing in my work? How have I been doing in my ministry in the church? And oftentimes our immediate answer is, I think I'm doing pretty good. But Matthew chapter 5 verse 48 says, so be perfect as just as your heavenly Father is perfect. Perfection is our calling, nothing less. The danger in trying to shoot for something less is that you might actually attain it. Then what? In other words, if you settle only for being pretty good, you might actually become pretty good. But pretty good is not good enough according to Jesus. He wants perfection. This is a high calling. What is perfection? It can seem overwhelming and almost beyond reasonable expectations. We may even get discouraged at the idea. But if we understand what perfection really is, then we may not be intimidated by the thought at all. In fact, we may find ourselves deeply desiring it and making it our new goal in life. At first, perfection can seem like something only the great saints of the old lived. But for every saint we may read about in a book, there are thousands more that have never been recorded in history, and many other future saints living today. Imagine that. When we get to heaven, we will certainly be in awe of the great saints we know about. But think about the countless others that we will be introduced to for the first time in heaven. These men and women strove for and found the path of true happiness. They discovered they were meant for perfection. Perfection means we are striving to live each and every moment in the grace of God. That's all? Just living here and now, immersed in God's grace. We do not yet have tomorrow, and yesterday is gone forever. All we have is this single present moment, and it is this present moment that we are called to live perfectly. Certainly, each one of us can seek perfection for a moment. We can surrender to God here and now and seek only His will in this moment. We can pray. We can offer selfless charity, make an act of extraordinary kindness and the like. And if we can do it in this present moment, then what is keeping us from doing it in the next moment? Over time, the more we live each moment in God's grace and strive to surrender each moment over to His will, we get stronger and we get holier. We slowly build habits that make each and every moment easier. Over time, the habits we form make us who we are and draw us into perfection. So, reflect today upon the present moment. Try not to think about the future, just the moment you have now. Make a commitment to live this moment in holiness, and you will be on the road to becoming a saint. So, after this particular ad and a music that will follow, we will continue with how to live in the present moment.
Pagpating ang malungo
mo ba na kung ikaw ay nasa New Zealand sa ika-anim ng Marso, ayon sa batas, kailangan mong gawin at kumpletuhin ang census. Ang census ay isang malakihang pagbibilang ng pagkakalahatan sa isang bansa. Dito natin matatagpuan ang mga impormasyon na kailangan ng gobyerno, konseho at mga komunidad para makagawa ng mga tamang desisyon, kagaya ng saan dapat magtayo ng mga eskwelahan, mga kalsada at mga ospital. Ang 2000 census ay magagawa online sa ika-anim ng Marso. Kakailangan mo ng access code para masagawa ang iyong census. Ang iyong access code ay darating sa iyong letterbox. Kapag dumating ang iyong access code, ingatan at itabi ito. Gamitin ang access code para kumpletuhin ang iyong census online sa ika-anim ng Marso sa census.govt.nz.
Pumapatak na naman ang ulan sa bubong ng bahay. Di maiwasang gumawa ng di inaasahang bagay. Laklak ng laklak ng bir ng magdamagan. May kahirapan at di maiwasan. Mabuti pa kaya matulog ka na lang at baka sumakit ang tiyan. Ang araw ko'y nabubusisi, ako ang nasisisi, bakit pa sila ganyan? Ang pera ko ay di makasya, hindi makapagsine, at ayaw namang dagdagan. Ubus na rin ang bill, kaya kape na lang lahat sinusubukan kahit walang pulutan. Ang buhay ng tamad, walang hinaharap, may konting sarap man lang. Radyo, TV at mga lumang comics, wala nang ibang mapaglibangan. At kung meron kang tatawagan, 30 sentimos ika'y makakantasan. Matulog na ng mahimbing. Pumapatak na naman ang ulan. Pumapatak na naman ang ulan.
Reflecting on the present moment, 10 tips to start living in the present. I'd like to share with you an article written by Joshua Becker. He's a best-selling author of The More of Less. The secret of health for both mind and body is not to mourn the past, worry about the future, or anticipate troubles, but to live in the present moment wisely and earnestly. One of the best unforeseen consequences of simplifying our lives is it has allowed us to begin living our lives in the present. Eliminating non-essential possessions has freed us from many of the emotions associated with past lives that are keeping us stuck. And clearing our home has allowed us the freedom to shape our lives today around our most important values. Choosing to live in the past or the future not only robs you of enjoyment today, it robs you of truly living. The only important moment is the present moment. And with that goal in mind, consider these 10 tips of how to start living life in the present moment. First, remove unneeded possessions. Removing items associated with past memories or lives frees us up to stop living in the past and start living in the present. Second, smile. Each day is full of endless possibilities. Start the day with a smile. You are in control of your attitude every morning. Keep it optimistic and expectant. Third, fully appreciate the moments of today. Soak in as much of the day as you possibly can. The sights, the sounds, the smells, the emotions, the triumph, and the sorrow. Fourth, forgive past hurts. If you are harboring resentment towards another human being because of past hurts, choose to forgive and move on. The harm was their fault, but allowing it to impact your mood today is yours. Fifth, love your job. If you just survive the work week constantly waiting for the next weekend to get there, you are wasting 71% of your life. That is 5 out of the 7 days. There are 2 solutions. 1, find a new job that you actually enjoy. I'm pretty sure it is out there. 2, find something that you appreciate about your current career and focus on that rather than the negatives. A 6th tip to live in the present moment. Dream about the future, but work hard today. Dream big. It does not cost anything. Set goals and plans for the future. But working hard today is always the first step towards realizing your dreams tomorrow. Don't allow dreaming about tomorrow to replace living today. 7th, don't dwell on past accomplishments. If you are still talking about what you did yesterday, then you have not done much today. 8th, stop worrying. You cannot fully appreciate today if you worry too much about tomorrow. Realize that tomorrow is going to happen whether you worry about it or not. And since worry has never accomplished anything for anybody, redirect your mental energy elsewhere. The 9th tip to living in the present moment. Think beyond old solutions to problems. Our world is changing so fast that most of yesterday's solutions are no longer the right answers today. Don't get locked into a "but that is how we have always done it" mentality. Yesterday's solutions are not today's solutions, and they are certainly not tomorrow's solutions. The last but not the least of tips for living in the present moment: conquer addictions. Addictions in your life hold you hostage. They keep you from living a completely free life today. Find some help. Take the steps and remove their influence over your life. If you can only live one moment at a time, you might as well make it the present moment.
every nation, every tribe, come together to worship you. In your presence we delight, and we will follow to the ends of the
And yes, live the present moment. Some quotes that I would like to share with you on this. Don't cry over the past. It is gone. Don't stress about the future. It has not yet arrived. Live in the present and make it beautiful. Another quote, accept your past without regret. Handle your present with confidence and face your future without fear. Never let the sadness of your past and the fear of your future ruin the happiness of your present. The past is your lesson. The present is your gift. The future is your motivation. And finally, in John chapter 14, verse 27, God can bring people to your past, purpose to your present, and hope to the future. Remember, let us live in the present moment.
Shout out no para ni Brian and Ana Pusadas. Hello.
Of course, Tito Oscar. Kumusta Brian and Ana?
Yes.
And also, hi and hello sa ating mga kaibigan, sa ating mga kasamahan doon sa Taga North Shore, Tito Oscar.
Yes, especially greetings also to our same carpenters. We have almost 130 of them.
Wow, yeah. Welcome and work hard, boys.
Yeah.
That is our pride. Of course, Tito Oscar, our kababayans here in West Auckland, from Teatro 2 and Henderson.
Also our friends, o gatong mga faithful listeners, diri sa South Auckland, sa Papakura, sa Drury, Ogiri is
Manyuriwa,
Papatoy.
Okay. And also from Central Auckland, Tito Oscar.
Yes.
We will not forget our mga inaanak sa Hamilton, Tito Oscar, John and Justin Ilustrisimo.
Yes, ang guapa. Yes. Ang guapong Ilustrisimo sa Hamilton.
Yes, Tito Oscar.
Thank you kay Justin sa help.
And of course, Tito Oscar, I saw a picture in Facebook of one of our good friends, Ching Bandawe. Hi and hello to Ching and Nani Mandawi.
Yes, more power to Ching. This is a requested song by our Narcissus from North Shore. Enjoy this song.
Very close to our hearts, including Josie and Kathy Tomakin and family Tito Oscar. Hi and hello also to Ado and Belinda Flores and family, to Alex and Carmela Andales. Of course, Tito Oscar, to Romil and Cherry Fernandez and family, and Dad and Mom, Tito Oscar, to Roland and Chicha Badingo and family, to Ate Carmen and Kuya Pablito, Tito Oscar.
Yes, Tita Marian.
And to Alfred and Merced.
Villiesa.
Villiesa, of course. And who else, Tito Oscar?
Ni Mila Rigby. Ang akong pinanggang Mila Rigby.
Of course, Mila Rigby and Priscilla Suerto.
Yeah.
And of course, mga kasamahan natin sa Voice of God, Tito Oscar.
Yeah, si Lutlut
Abelardo. Yes, Lutlut and Angie Abelardo. Of course, to Cecil and Bernie, to Oj and May Cruz, to Elsa and Darius, and to Vernon and Ness. And who else? To Ching Lockhart, Tito Oscar, to Annie and Grace Padaranga, of course, the choir members, yeah? To Eddie and Christine Rapiso and family, to Romel and Verna.
Yes.
To Erwin and Ole, to Phil and Rhea, of course, to Jess and Vina, Tito Oscar Valenzuela, to Josie Miharis, and of course our young musicians, to Josh, to Isaac, and Ina. So, Tito Oscar, I think we have come to the end of our show. We do invite our listeners to be with us once again next week from 5:55 to 6:40 p.m. here on 104.6 Planet FM. And remember, if you have not heard the whole of the program, you can download it straight after our program at www.planetaudio.org.nz/pilipinasmabuhay, all one word. So that was www.planetaudio.org.nz/pilipinasmabuhay, all one word. So once again, this is your Tita Miriam.
This is your Tito Oscar.
And we assure you of our prayers. We assure you of our love. Do keep us in your prayers too. So once again, this is us from Pilipinas Mabuhay, Tita Miriam.
Tito Oscar. Pilipinas Mabuhay. Tita Miriam, I'm very proud to be a Filipino.
Of course, Tito Oscar.
Ang galing na galing. Yes. You listen to this music. Ang galing ng Pinoy. See you and for next Saturday.